Hello and welcome. We are the Beaver Dam Podcast. I'm Reed Miles, joined along here with my co-host, Tyler Avila. Tyler, how you doing on this snowy day here in Bluffton?
Well, I was doing better yesterday because it was nice and sunny.
Nice and sunny indeed. So we had a fantastic week of Beaver sports, Beaver athletics, mainly coming from the women who had two good wins over the week. They beat Earlham here at home. We were actually able to call that. They won by 19, 58 to 39, and actually, it was about a 20-point game, but they definitely left some on the table there. They definitely left a lot out there. They could have done a lot better is what I'm trying to get at here.
Yeah, the women, they didn't play too well. That game was very sloppy. There was a lot of turnovers, a lot of missed shots. They just weren't playing Bluffton Beavers basketball.
Yeah, then they come up this Saturday and play one of the best teams in the conference, Hanover College Panthers, a team that's always been a good game against, especially here in the Sommer Center, between these two teams. And they were actually down by 12 points late in the second half and were able to rally up, especially on the back of Casey Rowell and some others, and really come back and win that game 64-62.
Yeah, Bluffton really put their pieces back together from Wednesday and played a better brand of basketball that they're accustomed to. There weren't a lot of turnovers, but the team got hot right in the first quarter, and so didn't Hanover. They were both exchanging blows. It was 17-16 at the end of the first quarter, and no one on Bluffton really had the hot hand. They were really just a team effort, just staying in control and fighting in that game. But Alexis Nall from Hanover, man, she killed Bluffton on the defensive side.
Yeah, she had 14 points in the first quarter alone, and then she kind of simmered out, but still ended the game with a season-high 23 for her, and she was only averaging about 12.8 points per game leading into that. I think that was about right from the stat sheet. But Bluffton had a few good players of their own. The big players, the starting five, really played a tremendous role in beating Hanover this week. Casey Rowell had 15 points. Abby O'Donnell had 10. Macy Shear had 11. And Brianna Graham had 9. And actually, most of Macy Shear's points came late in the game. She was struggling at the beginning. She went 1-for-9 to start the game, and then came back, hit some free throws, and really played a big part late in that game.
Yeah, Macy, you can see offensively she's been struggling. I mean, being the all-time leading scorer, she puts up a lot of shots, but here of late they have not fallen for her. 3-for-14 for the entire game on Saturday. Not very good for one of your star seniors.
Yeah, she's actually been troubling playing with a bit of a back issue right now. We've talked to Casey Rowell and a few others saying that that's kind of been somewhat of a problem here recently, but she's still fighting through it, and they're still playing good basketball. Just, we really want her to get healthy, especially heading into this last month of the season.
Yeah, this Bluffton team really needs their seniors to really step up. And Coach Scheller even said that on Saturday, that they really need their seniors to start making their shots more. And they did in that second half against Hanover, so that helped them pull out this two-point victory at home.
Yeah, so they really have been struggling on the offensive side of the ball. But moving on to men's basketball, took actually a hit this week. They lost both their games, one against Earlham, who that's a tough loss anytime. They actually lost by 13 to Earlham, who has traditionally, historically, not been a very good team. And then you come this Saturday and you play one of the best teams in the conference, a team that was preseason ranked in the top 10 in Division III, and you lose on a buzzer beater by Cam Fales, their star point guard, who had 29 points. And that just shows you what kind of team. I mean, this team can play up with the best of them. They can play with Hanover, play with Mount St. Joe, they can play with Rose Holman. And then when it comes to teams like Earlham, they play with them too. They play up and down in their competition.
Yeah, and that's not what you really want to do. I mean, you want to do that with the top teams. Stay within those teams and not get blown out. But with Earlham and the teams that are on the lower half of the conference, you really want to play like you do against the Hanovers, the Rose Holmans, the Transylvanias. Like, you want to play very tough basketball and not play with them, which allowed Earlham to sneak out with a 13-point victory at home.
Yeah, and let's just, we were able to watch. We didn't get to watch the Earlham game. It was played down in Richmond at Earlham, but we did get to see how good of a game this Hanover game was, and it was so close. Kevin Christie absolutely had an amazing day. It was really a battle between two fantastic point guards,
yeah.
Cam Fales from Hanover College and Kevin Christie. They put up a combined, I think, 61 points, 30,
yeah.
32 and 29, respectively. Kevin Christie has a career high and the game high with 32 points. Two of those came with 6 seconds left on the clock. He nails home two free throws to give their team a one-point lead. Unfortunately, Cam Fales, they just pass it right into him. He drives right up the court. No one even made him turn. and just went right up with the layup.
Yeah, that last couple of plays there between both teams, and especially with a game-winning layup by Cam Fells, there was no defense played. They did not try to stop him at all with at least 6 seconds, I do believe, left on the clock. He just had one of the easiest lanes ever in basketball. But like you said, Kevin Creasy, 32 points, career high. He topped that about a couple weeks ago at Rolls-Hulman when they upset them by three. He poured in 27, which was his original career high. So Kevin Creasy, he's really stepped into this role this year as a senior, really developed the last couple of years here at Bluffton under Trey Elker.
Yeah, there was a few storylines going on in that game, just outside of the game itself. I mean, Bluffton against Hanover, the last three out of the last four games that have been played in the Somers Center between these two teams have been decided by 1 point 3 years ago. They went into triple overtime, a game that was, the final score was 103 to 102. Last year, we saw a heartbreaking loss once again, 65 to 64. Same thing happens this year. And Kevin Christie's actually been a part of all those games. The first one that I mentioned, he was a freshman at Hanover. And I asked him if there was any extra motivation to beat his former team. And he said, not really. I'm at a point in my career where I am just giving the most effort I can give for my team. And if they put me in positions to score tonight, and that was mainly, like you're thinking, 32 points. Maybe he was just playing extra hard. But yeah, like I said, he comes up. Him and Justice Doughty come up late in that game, go to the line. Justice Doughty had a chance to take a one-point lead. He was 0 for 4 from the free throw line going up to that point. And then with 10 seconds left, knocks home two free throws like it's nothing to give their team 1 point lead. Cam Fells goes right down the court and scores. Same thing happens with Kevin Christie, knocks two. Same thing happens with Cam Fells. It's just, it was a seesaw game throughout the entirety.
Yeah, and really, my big thing that I saw throughout the game was Andrew Renner. Andrew Renner played extremely hard defense against one of Hanover's top scorers in Wes McKinney. Wes McKinney was averaging, what, about 16.9 points a game?
Yeah, he was their leading scorer.
And Andrew Renner played extremely well on him, allowing Wes McKinney to only shoot 2 for 7, 0 for 3 behind the three-point line for a total of 4 points.
Yeah, Bluffton has a chance to get off of this three-game skid that they've had recently. They got up to 8-8. They've lost their last three games rather heartbreakingly at Hanover, and then lost pretty badly to Earlham, and then lost to a very good Transylvania team. But they have an opportunity to get some gain back some ground in this conference against Mount St. Joseph this Wednesday here in the Somers Center.
Yeah, Mount St. Joseph is going to be an extremely tough task for the Beavers because Mount St. Joseph, along with Hanover and Rolls-Hulman, are atop of the conference. I do believe they are all tied for that first place spot.
We're going to take a short break here. Coming up by Alice Merton is the song No Roots.
Conveniently located in a dimly lit hallway, we are 96.1 The Wit.
Ooh. I've got no boots.
You're going to be listening to Foster the People. Sit next to me. You're listening to the Beaver Dam. So me and Ty were able to bag up a couple new prospects here for the Beaver Dam. A junior, Floyd Krajovic. Floyd, how you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic. And freshman, Trent Mass. Trent, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well.
Now, you guys both play sports. Floyd, what sport do you play?
I play football.
Trent, how about yourself?
I'm a part of the soccer team.
So you guys are fresh new members to the WIT. Is there anything that you guys are really excited about joining on the WIT for? Like, what are the reasons that you thought about joining the WIT?
My class made me.
Marithana really pulled your arm?
Yeah, basically she said it'd help a lot, and so that's why I'm here doing this.
So you're a communication major, right?
Yeah, convergent media.
So what made you want to go into convergent media?
Originally, I came in as a biology major.
Yeah.
My mom told me that by the end of my first semester, I'd switch over to the comm courses because I like to talk about things a lot. It's really hard for me to actually, like, stop talking.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, mom's always right. I end up switching from that over to the comm, and I haven't regretted that decision since.
Hey, you and me both have a problem with talking a lot. Trent! So what's your major, Trent?
I'm actually double major right now with sport management and a convergent media.
So what made you want to come to the WIT?
I thought it was going to be a good experience because I want to either broadcast or be a sport journalist later after I get a degree. So just getting me out there and getting experience.
No one really pulled your leg on getting into the WIT?
Marithana kind of.
Marithana does have a tendency to do that. So what kind of sports, just like... We talk about sports here a lot, normally just Bluffton sports. We actually don't really talk about our preferences in sports. What kind of sports are you guys into? Obviously, you play football and soccer, but what do you guys watch?
I've been a Cleveland fan my entire life, so I watch all sorts of sports. I watch hockey, even mm-hmm. though I don't have a team for that one.
Mm-hmm.
Can't really stand watching soccer because it's like too slow-paced of a game for me.
Hey, don't knock it. It's a fun – once you understand what's going on the field, it's pretty fun to watch.
Yeah. All you need to know is that guy's faking his injury, and it's probably going to be 0-0 for the entire game.
What about you, Trent?
Just whatever's on when I'm with people, or I just come out and support our Beavers.
So where are you guys from? You mentioned you're a Cleveland fan. You're from the Cleveland area?
No, I actually live in the Canton area. I live in Robertsville.
All right. Trent, what about yourself?
I live in Northeast Ohio, so I'm about 45 minutes away from Cleveland.
Floyd, I do know that Marithana wants you to do some podcasts. What kind of things are you thinking about cooking up here in the studio?
Well, the first one that I'm planning on doing that I'm still trying to get, like, Zick and information from Coach Z is every year that I've been here, the football team's done a charity event with the rest of the HCAC called Samaritan's Feet.
Right.
So I want to go and talk to Zick about how it feels to go there and actually do it, what he thinks of it, and kind of just, get people aware that there are people out there actually trying to help kids.
So, for our listeners, Zick, you're referencing Isaac Zikafu is one of Bluffton's top defensive ends.
Yeah, we just call him Zick because that's just how he likes us to call him.
I would not want to call him anything other than that because he is a scary dude. but other than that, Floyd, like, what else? Like, I know she said you have, like, 10-minute shows that you want to do throughout the semester. Anything else, or is it all like focusing on sports?
It's really just going to focus on whatever I find interesting or whatever is interesting at the moment. Because another one that I was planning on doing was talking to Coach Harm.
Mm-hmm.
Love his evil heart so much. because I want to get like the unique perspective of he played for Bluffton for 4 straight years. As a football player.
Right.
And now he's coaching the team himself. So I just want to talk to him about how it feels from going and playing for a team and then going straight around and start coaching the exact same team he just poured his heart out for 4 years.
Jake Harmon, the former football player who graduated last year. So you basically want to see like what the transition, what's different from being a senior last year and now coaching the team?
Yeah, get that unique experience, especially since a lot of people try to go back to their home teams where they started playing their college career. So that's another thing, like how's it feel to actually get to coach the team you actually played for?
Right. So you don't think like he's maybe playing a little bit of favoritism with some of his buddies that are still on the team?
No.
Okay.
Trust me, everyone feels the exact same pain I do when we leave that weight room in the morning. There is no favoritism.
So you said you want to do like broadcasting and sports writing. What would be your main focus?
Right now, I don't really have a preference, but probably something I'm comfortable with. So obviously I play soccer, so I'm comfortable there.
Right.
High school, I wrestled, but they don't really have like professional unless like Olympics mm-hmm. or stuff like that. And I also played baseball, so I know a little bit about that. Other than that, I never really watched a lot. I watched, but I don't understand a lot, so.
So with basketball, I know we talked a little about it earlier throughout the year. I will take you under my wing. Trust me. I will teach you everything about basketball. But with baseball, I know you said you played. How would you like to get your feet wet a little bit if we are able to compensate this year?
I think that'd be fun experience. Be fun. Be able to go watch every game and talk about it because I played it my whole life and now I'm here. I'm not playing, but I get to still experience it.
What's the one thing you two are looking forward to for the rest of the semester?
I would say getting it done. This is the second time I've had a really full course load, so it's a lot of hours that I have to spend outside of class working on classwork. So basically, just take it one step at a time and be glad when it's over.
Trent?
I think just the experience I'm excited for, because I've always liked writing, and this is a little different than just like free writing, mm-hmm. doing whatever, but has a little more structure to it, so.
All right.
Now, Trent and Ty, you guys do realize when you guys get to commentate baseball this year, you get to watch me out on the diamond. That's got to be exciting, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying, get to see me in some baseball pants. Just don't get too excited out there.
Don't go anywhere. We got Sober Up by AJR.
96.1 The Wit.
Supposed to be. I hope that you're missing me, 'cause it makes me feel young. Hello, hello. Last time that I saw your face was recess in second grade, and it made me feel young. Won't you help me sober up? Growing up, it made me numb, and I wanna feel something again. Won't you help me sober up? The big kids, they got drunk, and I wanna feel something again. Won't you help me feel something again?
How's it going again?
Goodbye, goodbye. I said to my bestest buds, we said that we keep in touch, and we did our best. All my new friends, we smile at party time, but soon we forget to smile at anything else.
Won't you help me sober up? Growing up, it made me numb, and I wanna feel something again. Won't you help me sober up? All the big kids, they got drunk.
Feel young, and I wanna feel something again. I just wanna feel something.
So this past weekend, actually, track and field had a big weekend as they went to two different places, one of which they went to Geneva, Ohio, and then the other one they went right up the road to Findlay, Ohio. The one in Findlay, Coach Brandt was actually excited about how they performed there in Findlay. She mentioned, first off, just how great the facilities are there at Findlay. But she mentioned, more importantly, that they are building to where they need to be for the next month. The championship meet is next month. They have a lot of athletes that have qualified to partake in the championships, which is happening next week. And that's what they're building for right now.
Yeah, all of these track athletes, and there's a lot of them on this Bluffton track and field team that have done well in this indoor track and field season. And really what they want to do is really build momentum in this indoor track and field season and not stop it. And they want to continue this into the outdoor track and field season, which will happen in about a couple months. But like you said, the indoor track and field championships for the AGAC will be here in a couple weeks.
So going to what happened at Findlay this past weekend, Sarah Oliver, the junior pole vaulter, actually had a personal record of 10 feet 2 inches, while freshman Gabe Macon placed third in the men's field of 18 qualifiers with his own personal best of 14 feet 7 and a fourth inch. And posting qualifiers in the HJC championship is a pair of exciting, hard-fought 800-meter races, including Alyssa Hawkey and Connor Gullick.
Junior Katora Warlick clocked a 27-second over 200 meters to ensure her entry in the championship as well.
Yeah, and that wasn't the only place, as we mentioned. They also went to Geneva. Only a select few went to Geneva, including Alexis Cash, who's had a very good season. She dug deeply to anchor out the longest leg of the night, bringing the women home a 13-minute, 10-second combined 4,000-meter distance, and they did very well this past week.
Yeah, these distance runners on this track and field team have been running extremely well, and it's from cross country. All the training they have has built up to this, and the training that they are doing now will build into outdoor track. And like you said, Alexis Cash had a heck of a day, and also Jenny Mattson, Katora Warlick in the sprints, and Bailey Barrington. For the men's, contesting the 5,000 meters in separate heats were sophomore Dakota Frost and junior Jonah Eckert. Both men ran aggressive races, putting themselves in the front pack of their respective fields, executing the right moves when they were needed. Frost broke his existing school record, setting the new mark at 15 minutes and 41 seconds, while Eckert dropped an impressive 36 seconds from his previous best to stop the clock at 16 minutes flat. And we'll be right back with the Beaver Dam. We have Greta Van Fleet with Highway Tune.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to 96.1 The Wit.
And that wraps up this edition of the Beaver Dam. We thank you for listening and encourage you to come back and listen to us next week. Check out previous podcasts. Search and subscribe on iTunes or Google Play, The Wit 96.1 Podcast at Bluffton University. For more stories and information, check out our website at BlufftonWit.com and subscribe. This has been Reed Mouse, joined along with Tyler Avila, and we thank you for listening to 96.1 The Wit. Roll Beave.